Hey guys, welcome to another recap show. I'm Kristen, and on the line with me today I have Barancy. Hello.
Hello, Kristen.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
We're a little late with our recap because you were partying in North Carolina at Icon's Return to Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, better late than never. We are here, and we're going to be talking about the fourth episode of the fifth season of Girls, and it was called Old Loves. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about the least annoying people in this episode. I want to see if you can guess who it is.
I don't know, because I feel like it's different for each person, because
okay,
I was
not
really
a major character.
Okay. I don't know.
Elijah.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Elijah finally found somebody that actually likes him, and I thought the scene at the restaurant was so cute.
It was.
He was on a date with Dill. I don't know why his name is Dill, but it is. And I guess they were supposed to be meeting Dill's friends. Mm-hmm. And no one was showing up, so Elijah kept looking at the door. And he made a comment to Dill that I thought was cute, because he looked a little disappointed. And he said, look, if this is the type of thing where I don't meet your friends, I could be okay with that. So when he says that, Dill tells him you shouldn't be, and his friends all walked in, and Elijah looks so happy.
Oh, yes.
And then they had a cute little date in Times Square.
That was cute.
It was cute. I thought Elijah was going to get upset because everyone was, like, asking for Dill's autograph and pictures and stuff, but it was cute because he was, like, trying to include Elijah in all of it.
Yeah, exactly, because everybody that we've seen Elijah with so far has been, like, putting him off. Yeah, like a total asshole.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so Elijah wins for me in this episode as the least annoying person.
I can get down with that.
I learned one thing in this episode.
Okay.
Fran is an undercover asshole.
He needs to go.
What is his problem?
I don't know.
I really mean, we established that he was a douche when he was... when he admitted to having pictures of his ex-girlfriends naked on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
That was a douche move. But then Hannah's trying to grade papers, and this guy's, like, writing all over this little girl's paper.
I know.
I was like, okay, I get it. You know, they're supposed to correct grammar and everything, and Hannah's just an unconventional teacher. Mm-hmm. But he was just being a dick.
He was.
And then when she confronts him in the school because the girl, Miley, didn't understand what was going on with her paper, mm-hmm. he acted like a dick in front of the girl.
Yep.
Oh, my
sure
God.
Did.
I'm over them. He needs to just go.
I'm over Fran.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yes. For sure. That's... I don't even want to talk about him anymore. I like how she calls him out in the school, though. And she's like, when he was annoyed that she was confronting him. And he walks back in his class and she's like, why don't you enjoy the blood of this child on your hands? She's so weird.
I know.
Like, she's saying that in a school.
I know.
Come on.
And she's making a big scene, talking about their relationship and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, our favorites. Our favorites. Marnie and Desi.
Oh, goodness.
I don't even know what to say about them anymore. She comes home and her neighbors are being assholes, and she doesn't know why, but she soon finds out. Desi has some people in her little tiny apartment building a wall right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And she freaks out.
Would you have been mad? So.
Yeah,
I would have been mad. Are you insane?
Yeah, I would have been mad too. But she's so dramatic sometimes.
She is dramatic. Now.
I mean, let's be real. How much does she know about this guy to begin with?
Not much. I sure don't know much about him.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, it was kind of stupid. And then what was up with that little tiny shelf
A little baby shelf. Oh my God.
Like, just for a set of books.
And it made complete sense to him, is the funny part.
Yeah. So she leaves and runs to Jessa's apartment after she fights with Desi, as usual. Mm-hmm. And do we know what Jessa is studying all of a sudden?
No, I was about to ask. When did they say she was going back to school?
They didn't.
Exactly.
Because I know it was always, what's her face? Shoshana.
Yeah.
That was studying. And then all of a sudden, Jessa's like high and mighty and studying and everybody needs to shut up and leave her alone.
I mean, I knew she was going to AA, but I didn't know about the whole studying thing. So that's kind of random.
Exactly. We need to know. We need answers.
We do.
And speaking of Jessa.
Oh, goodness.
I have been on her side on the past few episodes, and I know you have too, because she's putting her friend first, which is the right thing to do. But I don't know. I think she fucked up in this episode.
Yeah.
I think she fucked up. She went about it the completely wrong way.
Yeah.
And
that's why she was cursed with bad sex.
Yes. That is exactly why. She was so rude to Hannah. And I can't even imagine being Hannah and being at that place with her. And she didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But she's just trying to break up their friendship just so that she can date Adam. And
right.
I was just like, no, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, and we know that's the reason because of the inside the episode thing at the end.
Yeah.
And they say that's specifically why. So you can't even be like, well, maybe it came across the wrong way. No, that's what it was meant to do.
Mm-mm. And she could have just talked to her. I mean, they are friends. So, I mean, Hannah doesn't really have I don't want to say she doesn't have a right to be upset about the Jessa and Adam thing, but... But she has a boyfriend, so...
Right.
I don't know. Because I've been in that situation, and I wouldn't want... Even if I wasn't with the person, if I had those kind of feelings for someone, I wouldn't want my friend dating him. That's just how I feel about it. All but right. You have to respect the person if they come to you and say, look, you know... I don't know. I don't know, because now saying it out loud, I don't know if I would want that either. I don't even know if I would want them to ask me. But I just think what she was saying to Hannah was just so rude and random.
Yeah, Jessa. Oh, Jessa. She was problematic this episode.
Mm-hmm. And can you imagine? Hannah was probably like, what the fuck? What did I do? Like...
Right, and it's one thing, because Hannah says some dumb stuff sometimes, but, like, she didn't say anything to Jessa this particular episode.
Exactly. Yeah, she was even pissed that Hannah wanted to go out to get something to eat with her, like, and then she was pissed that Hannah forgot her wallet. It's like, everything that Hannah was doing was just, she was just using it as fuel.
Something, yeah.
So, Jessa leaves and goes to see Adam, and... I don't know. It's like part of me likes the idea of them trying things, but I still think he's like Hannah's.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I don't know how I feel about it, but she does go and she tells them that she's wanted that for a really long time, and then cue the awkward, super awkward sex.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
It was. And it went on for a pretty long time.
Yeah. That was rough. Mm-hmm.
I know. And what do you think is going to happen, though? You think they're going to keep trying to see where it goes?
See, I don't know, because Jessa stayed with him. Like, they show, like, the little clip, and she's just, like, laying down on him. So, like... Obviously, she's not in a hurry to leave.
Yeah. I just don't know what's going to happen now, because Hannah and Fran seem to be...
on the rocks.
Yeah. So, it's like, when they break up, is she going to go back... Is she going to try to go back to Adam? And now that's
probably
gonna
exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to see what Adam's gonna do if he is put in that situation. Because, you know, he's. I mean, I think he still likes Hannah because how long ago was it really that his sister had the baby?
Not long.
So he can't just forget everything right away, but I don't know. I think he does like Jessa.
Yeah.
I think they have more in common. I think that's what it is. They're like the bad ones.
That's true.
But I don't know.
Yeah. It was so awkward.
I know, it really was. You know what else was awkward? Elijah asking Ray to look at his back to see if he has any hair.
Oh
Oh my God. And then he has sex with Dill.
Oh,
Like,
that, yeah.
we skipped that too.
Yep.
Probably voluntarily. That was weird.
That was weird, right?
It's like, it was cute because you know that they really do like each other. But it's like, that guy was just like, Garter, okay, stop. Okay, go. Okay, stop. And
I
I was
know, and
like,
Elijah was like,
whoa.
"Which one is it?"
Oh my God, that was hilarious. So, we're not getting a lot of Ray lately. And where the hell is Shoshana? Somebody left her
For real.
in Japan at those weird fetish bars.
Oh, good gracious.
What do you think about Marnie going back to Desi?
Well, I'm torn about that because, on the one hand, I'm glad that she realized that maybe sometimes she does overreact. I mean, in this specific situation, I think it was totally called for, but I'm glad that she kind of realized when she was talking to Hannah that she does that sometimes.
Yeah.
So on that perspective, I'm glad that she went to go talk to him about it. But at the same time, like, girl, this is your new husband. You shouldn't be letting him do crazy shit like that.
For real. And then when she goes to talk to him, he's like all upset that he makes stupid decisions. And it's like, okay, then don't make them. Like, that's a big. I mean, I think he had good intentions because he said that she wanted. What was it that she wanted? Just her own room or
Yeah,
something?
she wanted more space.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like if you think about it, it is giving her less space because
Yeah.
it's like cutting all the open space that they had in the apartment. But I mean, she does overreact, but I don't know, he's just weird to me. Like when they first brought his character on, I didn't see him act like that. And then all of a sudden, he's just this freakazoid. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with those two, but it's funny because she was looking when she escaped from their little argument and she went to Jessa's and she was looking at the blog, the old loves blog. And I'm like, that reminded me of us. Because we're forever trying to like look up random shit and it's like, really, why was she looking at that?
Yeah, I
And
don't know.
why did Jessa think that it was a blog about old people having sex?
I know. Why was that her first assumption?
I mean, I guess because it's called Old Loves, but ew.
But come on.
Why would you think that? I think that's it. There wasn't really a lot going on.
No, not too much.
So we just have to wait and see what happens with the whole Adam, Jessa, Hannah love triangle.
Oh, goodness.
And hopefully Fran, I don't know. It's like it's not anything against the actor that plays him, but
Right.
that character is just,
He's got to go.
yeah, it's just to me he's more weird than like Adam.
Right? Because at least Adam is openly weird.
Yeah, like he's goofy weird. Fran is like he tries to be so by the book and everything is perfect with me and he's like a creeper.
Right.
So Hannah needs to kick him to the curb and she also needs to kick Jessa to the curb because she was a bitch.
Yeah, Jessa was being
See,
pretty rude.
we were on her side and then she had to go and be a bitch. Not cool.
Not cool, Jessa.
So we will wait. What is Sunday's date? I don't know. But the next episode is going to be this Sunday. And, oh, it's the 27th. So check that out. And we will be back to the normal schedule, I think, recording on Mondays.
Yep.
So definitely watch the next episode. And we will be back on Monday to talk about the episode. So do you want to let everyone know where they can find you?
You can find me at VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on AccordingToKristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. I also have Snapchat now, which I'm still trying to figure out. But I think that one is Kristen0409 also.
I gave up on Snapchat after a day.
I'm like, I'm trying.
Old man Ray. I'm like old man Ray with Snapchat.
My niece was trying to show me how to use it. And I was like, oh, no, this is whatever. This is annoying. And then everybody has to Snapchat their food and shit. And I'm like, I really don't care what you're eating. It's like the Instagram thing. But now it's like videos. Your food doesn't move, people. Okay, so, and you can also find us on thevro.com, and I'm going to see if I can get these social media things right.
Quiz time.
Yeah. Okay, we're on Twitter at thevro.
Correct.
On Instagram at Variety Radio Online. Mm-hmm. And Facebook at Variety Radio Online. And I don't know what the Tumblr is. You do that.
VarietyRadioOnline.tumblr.com.
I was close. So check us out there. We do other recap shows, and there are a ton. So, and we also do interviews, and Brancy and I do music reviews, and there are movie reviews. So check out thevro.com and hit us up on all our social media. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.